Section B. Interview. In this section, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on answer sheet 2. Questions 1 to 5 are based on an interview. At the end of the interview, you will be given 10 seconds to answer each of the following 5 questions. Now, listen to the interview.
Today, we are lucky to invite Seth Goldman here to talk with us. In 1998, social entrepreneur Seth Goldman founded Honest Tea, the nation's best-selling and fastest-growing organic bottled tea company, with a business professor from the Yale School of Management. He carves out space in the competitive beverage market and helps consumers embrace organics. Now, tea has become an important part in his life. How are you today, Seth?
Terrific.
Did you want to be an entrepreneur as a teenager?
I was. I used to run a lemonade stand near the golf course near my house. And my friends and I would find the golf balls that the golfers had hit out into the woods. We would collect those, and we would sell used golf balls and lemonade.
Why did you choose tea?
Tea is an amazing product. It's the world's second most popular drink. Water's the first. And it is produced by some of the poorest cultures in the world, but enjoyed by some of the wealthiest. And tea can taste great if it's made right. It has wonderful healthy properties to it, antioxidants and other great benefits for the circulatory system. And so we wanted to make a product that was all natural, and tea turned out to be the perfect ingredient.
What's your philosophy for surviving and even thriving in the fiercely competitive beverage market?
The key is to be different. From the start, our product was less sweet than what everyone else was offering. We're too small to compete directly with the big companies on their terms. We have to do it on our terms.
We know that most of the beverage on the market has high calories. Soft drinks are the single largest source of sugar in the American diet. It is bad for Americans who are fat enough. How is Honest Tea socially responsible?
You know, the key starts with the product itself. So, number one, we're offering a product that has a third to a sixth of the calories. So we're just putting out a healthier product. That alone is a good thing. But the way the product has grown, because it's organic, there are no synthetic chemicals or pesticides or any other artificial ingredients going into the bodies of the people who consume the product, going into the ecosystems where the product is cultivated, or going into the bodies of the people who were involved in the processing and picking of the ingredients. So that is also an important thing.
We mentioned that tea is produced in some countries of the world. Have you traveled to the communities around the world where your teas are harvested?
Yes, I've been to Africa, to India, to China, and they're all amazing communities. One of the great things about tea is that it doesn't need an industrial agricultural complex. They're bushes, and so they can grow in wonderfully diverse climates. The diversity of plant and animal life can be very robust in these communities, and so they're just some of the most beautiful places in the world.
It seems to me that most tea consumers are adults. Have you found the youth market to be loyal to the Honest Tea brand?
I think we're starting. I think, in general, our product is for a slightly older consumer, but it's striking. Even on college campuses, that we've seen students react to our product.
Are you planning to pursue the youth market? And if so, what ways would you go about that?
You know, I think that's not our core target market. In general, that market responds better to the highly sweetened drinks, just because of where they are. And obviously, we hope they evolve away from that. But our target consumer's a little older, a little more discerning. And like I say, as that market becomes more socially conscious, I think they'll be drawn to our products.
What motivates young people today, do you think, to be more socially responsible?
Well, the environment clearly is something that is of concern. And a lot of us saw, whether it was Al Gore's movie or sort of read about the environmental problems, and then feel, what can we do to have an impact? And so then it's, well, you can ride a bike or you can try to change your habits, but you should also be thinking about what you purchase. And as an example, organics have a much lighter carbon footprint than non-organic products.
We're always directed to follow our passion for our careers. How have you done that?
Oh, for me, this is a complete connection between what I care about and what I'm working on. So I care about health issues. I care about environmental issues. I care about issues of economic opportunity in both the developing world and in this country. And this enterprise has allowed me to address all three of those things in a really substantive way.
Thank you for joining us today. You make us learn a lot.
You're welcome.